Why? I did everything right.
Liar.
I don't take nights off. I fight through injuries every single time.
He does.
I walk through that curtain and I get in that ring. I lay it all on the line for each and every one of you.
He had a good argument.
It's a fair argument.
Yeah. He just got roped into a corner.
I stick my neck out for you guys. And not just in the ring, but in the media too. And what do I get? What do I get? I get spit on.
Chlamydia.
I get disrespected. And I'm sick of it.
Chlamydia.
I came out here last week. And I told Kevin Owens, I told you guys, I had nothing to do with the AOP.
Against,
and that was the truth.
With Will Ospreay.
But once again,
Zack Sabre.
The truth
is not good enough. Aren't they the same person?
Aren't they?
So tell
no.
me, 2019, what is good enough for you people? What
that's,
is that's good
funny.
Enough
that's
for you?
That's a very unique response.
I beat Brock Lesnar not once, but twice. Brought the Universal title
I got them
back
confused,
to Raw
not once,
for
but twice.
You. And that was still not enough.
Oh, go home and cry in a corner, you bitch. Wonder if Becky Lynch held him while he cried to sleep that night after this promo.
The audience didn't even pop like that after he
to stand side
after he
by
said he was
side
with these guys.
With two men
because everybody
who
already knew.
It has turned me
ago.
To stand
it wasn't
side
no secret.
By side Ooh. With the A O P.
But I mean, it's big, like me and G1 was talking hey, about. It gives him some. It's going to boost AOP.
Wait a minute. Is he blaming
yeah.
The WWE Universe?
But for Seth,
on
it's kind of whack because, like,
decision?
You know, it's like he's got to be part of a three-man crew in order to be relevant. That's kind of lame. But
he's
anyway.
Part of a threesome
right, before,
of three men.
Before we get into all that,
yeah.
Go ahead
you know who the hell
go
we
ahead
are.
And drop that intro.
It's
that.
Mega Rand, Teak Home, Rock Knowledge. The Neo X and producer
Pay the
G1,
bills.
The Map Mania podcast,
who?
The Southwest Authority in wrestling, hip hop, and everything
That's
in between.
Us.
Oh God!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome yet again to another edition of the Map Mania podcast. It is a triple threat tonight. Neo X is not in the building, but we are here tonight at the illustrious DigiLabs Arena. I am Brock Knowledge. To my left, G1 to the rescue.
Whee!
And the other That's man Cody. To my right, the villain, Teak Hall.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing tonight, man?
Three the hard way.
No the hard way up. Indeed. Pause.
I'm doing all right, man.
Man, just... it's good to be back. I totally forgot we have a pay-per-view this weekend.
You know, it slipped my mind for
TLC
about 5 seconds.
It's Sunday.
TLC is this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the match I'm excited about later, but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is the three most important letters in sports, entertainment, digital media on the Southwest. MMP. Funky bitch you. You know how it is, man. Live from the DigiLabs Arena. You know what I'm saying? RecordingStudioPhoenix.com, man.
Yes,
come here, get your mix right, get your master right, get your recording right, some of the best gear, some of the best engineers in the business. All
Tell
certified.
Tyler we sent you.
Yes, sir. Tell Tyler we sent you, a Conservatory of Recording Arts graduate right here in one of the best studios in Phoenix.
Oh, I didn't
so
know that.
You know how to get it cracking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, it's going down. We had a pretty eventful week in terms of news. I think more news than actual wrestling, which we'll get into some crazy stuff. We had some releases that happened this week, finally, that were wishes granted from those people. And, yeah, man, but of course, you know, as always, we got to show love to those of you who subscribe to our Patreon. Thank you so much for continuing to support the Map Mania podcast. And
that's
also
right.
Thank you
hey,
so
that's
much.
Job.
Yeah. You want to go to Matt, you want to go to patreon.com, search the Map Mania podcast, do our favorite thing, which is what, gentlemen?
Pay that money.
When you pay that money, you get special episodes each and every week.
I was going to say, look, you late on the song. You trying to do somebody
yeah.
else's job.
Yeah, it's right there. Dude, that was like a half a millisecond.
And since Neo is not here, I will take over the duties of remembering to remind y'all to go to ProWrestlingTees.com and search the Map Mania podcast. Wear a shirt of us on your chest. Give it to your girl for Christmas, your moms, your nana, everybody, man. Just buy a bunch of Map Mania gear. Send us photos. Who knows? We might do something for you. We may not, but hey.
You gotta say something in Spanish since Neo's not here.
Frijoles.
That's for you, Neo.
I don't know any Spanish.
Yo, are we good up there?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I think it's just okay. We sound good in the headphones, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet, you know.
We sounded good in the headphones before you said we were real loud. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We're going to find out tomorrow.
I mean, if it's low, it can always be cut up. So.
That's the beauty of it. That's the very beauty of it. Yep, but,
We do have a special guest coming in. He's going to be rolling in here at some point in the next probably 20, 30 minutes. Justice from Respect the Underground is going to come in. We're going to talk about the Arizona Hip Hop Festival now that the dust is settled. I know he's probably got some ideas and plans already in motion for next year. So Just will be here in a little bit.
And there's actually a big party going on that I'm sure he's going to talk about, celebrating their new venue. I believe they got the press room for open mics and things like that now. So, of course, he'll elaborate on that more. But much love to the whole Respect the Underground family, because that's a big move. The press room is not a small venue by any means, and I think they took that steam from the Hip Hop Festival this year, which was fucking phenomenal, by the way. And I think they seen something in Respect the Underground, decided to partner up, man. So much love.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get into that. We are also going to be discussing the finalist for the Snack of the Year for 2019. That'll be later in the show. I can assure you, and I'm going to say it right now because I am who I am and I am a hater, Lizzo is not on that list.
No,
not having it. Not having it.
He said he's not having it.
Nope, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with that one, bro. Done.
Why?
Why?
Boo
Why?
That man.
Don't boo that man.
Bruh.
She's making a mockery of herself, bro. A mockery.
Man, listen.
Attention seeking.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not a good look.
If she want to show her fat ass on a football field, I don't give a fuck, bro.
Okay.
Just keep that real. Like, that's dope that she's even that fucking ballsy, and I think that's why.
See, I don't think it's dope and ballsy that she's doing that.
I think it's extremely ballsy.
Nah. We can agree or disagree.
Of course.
Yeah. This
we do this a lot.
We do. We always kick off the show, though, before
the
we get into that wrestling
of
talk.
Rock Knowledge are not the opinions of the Mad Mania podcast.
Nor are the opinions of T-Call, the villain, and G1 that are rescue the opinions of the Mad Mania podcast.
You can follow
either.
Rock Knowledge where?
Twitter. ROKNOWLEDGE.
Make sure you send all of your tweets directly
Mad
to
Mad Mania hate mail.
Veronica does. Mm-hmm. She's still trying to, like, keep me on that train. I'm like, Gone. Gone, baby, gone.
Any Lizzo hates in that straight to Rock
Fuck
Knowledge.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Chuck up the deuce, man.
Don't mind me.
Lizzo I'ma just hate, grab Oscar hate.
Trashka. We always kick things off, though, before we get into the wrestling talk with the putover segment. We put over something outside the world of professional wrestling. So I'm going to pass this over to G1 to the rescue. What is your putover, sir?
Man, my putover this week, it looks like I'm actually put over something. I'm really shocked about this myself because I don't use this software. I've never really had a desire to use this software, but for those that do, there has been a significant update. Those of you who are users of the software program FL Studio by the company ImageLine.
F3 Loops?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beat making program.
Yeah.
Version 20.6 just came out, and there are some significant features that I think are very important for any producer, you know, who's using Fruity Loops. I mean, one of the dopest features is the rendering playlist to audio tracks function, which really cuts down the time it takes to, like, split your tracks up, which is really solid. They have a export to SoundCloud, which is really dope for those of you SoundCloud producers out there. And you can upload your shit straight there and make all your playlists and everything like that. And there are some other significant features. I feel like when ImageLine decided to make a version of FL that works for both PC and Mac a year or so ago, I think they really opened up the possibilities of what they could do in terms of really pushing that software to its full potential, because that was really the whole thing. Like, it's not necessarily because limitation makes you dope. I have no issue with limitation, but there were just some things within the software that I felt were very primitive, and people were kind of using it. People still kind of use it as more of a cult following thing instead of just on their own. And you're using crack copies of software. For those of you, just buy the damn thing. The software is not that expensive. The producer edition of FL is $1.99. Most of you spend that on shoes, which is really fucking sad. But whatever. Anyway, shout out to ImageLine for continuing to expand and update on their premier software program, which this thing has been around for well over 20 years. And they continue to elevate, and they continue to push the envelope. So much love to them, and shout out to ImageLine.
Look at G1 telling people how to spend their money.
that wasn't on us.
No, that was all G1. T, call the villain.
No, you can go ahead, man. I'm still trying to figure out.
So am I.
That's why you're throwing it to people, stalling.
Right? what have I been watching? I don't even, you know what? I'm just going to put over a show on Disney Plus. It's part of the National Geographic section of that channel. I got
The Lion King.
No, I actually fell into watching Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted.
The Lion King Remastered.
Nah, man. Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted. If you're a Gordon Ramsay fan from like, the Kitchen Nightmares and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Gordon Ramsay on Disney?
It's National Geographic. They own.
So he's cursing out animals.
No. No, like it's like 6 episodes, and he goes to like foreign countries and like finds out about their cuisine
and talk shit about their food.
He actually doesn't. It's surprising. He's actually pretty nice. He's pretty humble on this shit.
Sounds like nothing I want to watch.
It's good though. You get to see foreign lands and a bunch of just foreignness. It's like 6 episodes, man. I fell into it and fell into the wormhole and watched all that shit. And
that's a lot of shit on Disney.
There's a lot, right? I feel like I've done watch Clone Wars, the animated series, like 4 times.
Bro, right?
It's been
me
out.
Too? Bruh. Hey,
let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because I posted this on Twitter, and not one person, either my followers are whack or I'm whack.
Okay.
I posed a question. Who wins in a fight, Ahsoka Tano or X-23?
Ooh.
You got a Jedi versus a mutant.
Ahsoka, you know, lightsabers. Fuck all that metal shit. You gonna cut all that off.
Yeah.
You know, no blood.
Yeah.
You know.
X-23 heals, though.
But is she gonna be able to heal the metal parts, though?
Does a lightsaber cut through adamantium?
They never. It's space metal. It's all from space. I believe a lightsaber can cut through adamantium.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see why I can't.
I don't see why. I mean, yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it couldn't?
If it couldn't, that'd be crazy. But I feel like, nah. I mean, they're both space metal. I don't think anything on Earth can cut through either one of those, but I think a lightsaber
can. There is something that cuts through adamantium, though. I forget. Isn't there something in the X-Men comics that actually cuts through that shit? I forgot. Or was it adamantium?
That was other adamantium. Yeah. Adamantium cuts through adamantium, but no other metal can cut through that. And I'm sure if you came to a fight, if you had a knife and the other person had a lightsaber, you probably know who's going to win that one.
I mean, anybody with a lightsaber, you don't want to fight them, like straight up. But I mean, I don't know. What do you think, T?
In the movie The Wolverine, mm-hmm. the Silver Samurai cut Wolverine's adamantium claws. But was his sword made out of adamantium?
I think it
was.
Okay. Yeah. And it was on fire.
It was on fire.
So lightsaber.
When you add the heat element to it.
Lightsaber.
Lightsaber wins all?
Lightsaber is like carrying the heat of 5 suns, basically.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's that hot. Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do y'all remember when Wolverine killed, what was the chick's name? Isn't her name like Princess Deathstroke or something like that?
Lady Deathstrike,
yeah.
In the first movie? Yeah. Wasn't that the first movie?
Yeah.
Killed her with the liquid adamantium.
He did.
Ooh, that shit was
crazy. He pumped her full of that shit.
Man, shit was wild. It was coming all out of
eyes.
They
killed her way early in the franchise.
Yeah,
knowing that they was going to need her later.
Yeah, they should have kept her around because she's actually kind of ill.
She's super ill.
Yeah.
Well, because they just used her as like, let's just throw her in because
she's like an ancillary character.
Well, because people was gonna pop by seeing her, like, oh, that's her. But they didn't use her for anything story wise because she used to date Wolverine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When they did the whole Wolverine in Alaska with the chick and stuff, it was like,
that's right.
Yeah.
Was it Alaska or Japan?
That was in Japan. Alaska in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. When
I try to forget that movie because it's so
which
bad.
Which movie was that one?
That's the first one, right? Yeah, that's the first one with Deathstrike. Oh, wait, the second one.
No, you're talking about the one. What was it called? The one that was the first Wolverine movie?
It's called Wolverine, wasn't it?
No, I thought they were called X-Men.
You talking about one of the X-Men movies? Like,
no, I'm talking about the Wolverine movie where it, the first one.
I thought it was just called The Wolverine.
No, the second one was called The Wolverine. The first one was called...
We could just fact check this right now while we're sitting here.
Yeah, while you do that. So yeah. I haven't been doing anything. I put over last week, I think, was Watchmen. And that's all I've still been watching.
Hey, you've been talking about that in the group chat, too.
Yeah, I'm caught up with that so far.
I finally got through like majority of The Irishman. Good film.
That last episode of The Watchmen is fire for those who know about the movie. What was it called?
X-Men Origins.
Yeah, that's Wolverine. What I didn't remember. The origin.
And then The Wolverine was in 2013, and that wasn't much better. The best one, obviously, was Logan.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah. Now you mentioned how dope Watchmen was in the group chat, so. And I think everybody. Are you watching it?
If you're not watching
it. I haven't got around to it yet.
You're not watching it, so y'all not caught up, so I don't want to say anything about it.
Nothing spoils anything for me. You can tell me the whole shit, and I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to care.
It's not the last episode. It's I think it's one more episode left. It might be two episodes left. I don't remember, but the last one, when they got all in the like Dr. Manhattan and stuff, because.
Oh, you finally see Dr. Manhattan in this shit? He's in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only seen the first one.
The first episode.
Episode of the series.
Okay.
It was good. I just haven't gone back yet.
Yeah, so Dr. Manhattan, he's in this episode. You find out who he is, where he been.
Who he been fucking?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically all that stuff. And it's like, damn. Like, I didn't see that coming. But then once they did it, then I was like, oh, okay. That shit's fire.
Yeah. Man. Okay. Yeah, I mean, people are talking about it. I know a lot of people are talking about it. I think Rand's caught up, or he's just about caught up. I'm going to get to it at some point.
I'm finally caught up with, like I mentioned this on Facebook, I'm finally caught up with The Mandalorian, so I look forward to episode 6.
Oh, man.
See, I tried to start watching The Mandalorian, and then when I went on there, it said that the first episode was removed. So I was like,
what?
Do I? Mm-hmm. Not on the Disney app, on illegal pirate radio.
Man, you know Disney ain't trying to let that shit live. Wow.
So once I saw that the first episode was removed, I was like, damn, do I just move forward and start watching it from the second episode? So I didn't know, so I didn't jump into it.
Okay.
So no man, just come watch it over my house.
No Mandalorian talk.
How much is set up in the first episode?
A good portion.
All of it?
Yeah. Especially like the last like bits of the first episode kind of like sets up what everybody's hype about going forward. So yeah. Yeah, man. Friday, new episode comes out.
Everybody started watching The Mandalorian. Y'all didn't want to watch Watchmen.
It's the power of the Baby Yoda. which they have. You can pre-order the pop figures. You can pre-order the toys.
Plush. I'm getting a plush.
You didn't know about Baby Yoda.
No, I didn't. But when I saw him, I was like, oh, man, he's so cute.
Yeah,
I'm
getting the plush.
A Bray Wyatt Fiend Funko.
Really?
Hey, yeah, okay. I need that. What's up? What's up to my boys at Collector Marketplace? I need
he's
that.
He's like fiended out. He's all fiended out.
Yeah. I need my boys at Collector's Marketplace to jump on that. I need that.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. I'm actually about to buy my nephew Milo his first WWE shirt. I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to get him. They only have like four or five to choose. Yeah. It's either going to be the Rock's Just Bring It, the NWO. I think it's going to be the Just Bring It shirt. The Just Bring It shirt, though. Got to get him.
It's legendary.
Got to get him into the wrestling a little bit. He does watch it when I put it on. He does like stare at it like, woo. So, shouts out to the Loaf, man. Christmas is 2 weeks, y'all.
You got to get him some wrestling plushes.
I'm going to get they have like a little inflatable like belt. So I'm going to buy him the belt so he can have all that shit. And
find him some of them bashing buddies.
Yeah, that's what
I wish they had the wrestler buddies still.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like, didn't they used to have, like, Macho Man? Or,
yeah, the wrestler buddies. The little pillows.
The Ultimate Warrior. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Stretch Armstrong stuff.
Oh, you're talking about those? Like, the ones that you can, like, pull apart? Yeah, not pull apart, but, like, stretch out? Yeah. I don't know if they make those still. That's a good question.
G1 should know because he was watching The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, yeah.
On which one?
They don't have it. So yeah, Christmas is in 2 weeks. FYI, if you didn't listen to the last episode, next week will be our last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the Christmas week off and the week of New Year's. We'll be back the first or the second week of January with an all new episode. We're going to do a Matt Mania gift exchange amongst the three of us because El Neo Scrooge doesn't want to participate. So give Neo shit on Twitter for being Scrooge McNeo.
We also need to arrange this tamale pickup for next Wednesday.
Oh, remember what I told y'all?
That's fine.
Now, oddly enough, man, Sumo was talking about coming through. So if I can get Sumo, if Sumo wants to come through, I'll bring him up next week.
Okay. Hey.
And at that point, I won't have to, you know, pilfage y'all tamales.
Yeah.
But if Sumo can't come, just you know, a tamale per dozen is going to rock.
I told him, right. Rock said, then you got them in your freezer.
Yeah, he hit me up on, yo, he hits me up on Messenger. He's like, yo, how Teek know what's in my freezer? I'm like, I told him, son. So and then but
he was like, you should have saw Rock's face.
That's what, and that's when he said, I need to just pull up on you guys too. So I was like, yeah, man, just come through. I also think the homie Filthy Phil might come up next week just to hang out.
Hey.
Just observe, because he's that's the homie. He fucks with us.
For sure.
He's your Griselda brother that you've never, have you met him before?
I never met him, but I talked to him on Instagram.
Yeah, so y'all are like Griselda brothers, man. So y'all is family already. Yeah, Christmas is coming, man. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only one person getting a gift, and that's my wife, because my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Whole nother conversation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she gotta get her shit straight first.
See.
I'm just keeping it real. And I don't spoil kids. I don't renege on my word. If I say your Christmas is canceled, your Christmas is canceled, G. I'm not one of these new age parents.
You want that black father.
At all, fam. I play that shit.
My people is getting money, so.
That's A.
I mean.
I'm buying for my nephews.
Other than
I have three of them, and that's it.
Yeah, other than that, you know, my two kids, you know, they getting money and.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Man, I ain't even got no tree. I'm thinking about going to, like, find me, like, a little.
Weed
Charlie plant. Brown tree?
A little tree. not the Charlie Brown tree. I'm not going to go to the tree lot. But like, just like a little like desk tree or something like that.
Yeah.
To put in my studio apartment, you know, it ain't that much room in there. But you know, shit,
here's something funny. So
a little decoration, yeah. A little spirit.
So me and my sister, because we share a house. We're hosting Christmas Eve for my dad's side of the family.
Yeah, so
we ain't got no tree. We ain't got no lights.
I'm shocked.
We can't. Well, we got a 2-year-old in the house that'll destroy that shit. What am I gonna do? Hang the tree from the ceiling?
Right. So you gotta get a little tree that you can put on like a counter or something.
We have limited counter space.
When I say little tree, how big is the tree? Like a tree like that
this
you would
big.
Sit on.
And I mean, there's
a tree that you would sit on top.
There's
of
like high chairs and shit. Like,
yo, that little boy will. He pulls down like bar stool chairs. He will find a way to fuck that tree up.
Yeah. Not my house.
Nope. Nope. It is Milo's house, and he has a tree at his Nana's house.
Yeah.
And my mom's got the tree, and my mom's got the tree like gated off, because he will go over there and tear that motherfucker down.
Right.
He's 2 though. I mean, he's doing what he's doing. So.
So yeah, Christmas ain't really my gig this year.
Not your bag. Yeah, I feel you.
Not this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's just honestly,
my birthday's
man,
in January, so
there you go.
I'm gonna be looking more forward to that.
I mean, Christmas at this point in my life, I ain't got kids, so for me, like, I know Christmas is for the kids. It's not for Rock anymore. So it's whatever, man. Fam comes through, hang out.
It's all watch
the kids open their shit, get excited, and be like, hey, cool.
It's all about spirit for me, man. Like I like the energy surrounding the Christmas holiday, so that's why I kind of continue to really try to enjoy and make the most of it. Me and my wife, we had a date night. We put up our Christmas tree.
Went to Harold's, got some chicken.
No. I forgot what we had, but it wasn't Harold's.
Something in Chicago.
Nah. we hung our ornaments up, and we sat up, and we fucking played Black Card Revoked together and played Connect Four. It was just... That was a cool night. So that's the type
of... some Garrett's.
Nah. We ain't even got a Garrett's out here. So yeah,
exactly.
I wish we had. Now, if I get a shit from Chicago, that's what needs to happen.
That's some eggnog.
No, I need. You know what?
From a
you
cow
just,
in Chicago.
You so fucking petty.
From a Chicago bull.
That reminds me. I gotta holler at my barber, see if he's doing coquito this year. I need a bottle of coquito again. That shit. Some Puerto Rican shit.
Oh,
fire!
You have to put me on game.
Fire, bro. Fire.
Yeah, put me on game.
It's strong.
I like strong. I like strong. Like you talk to a guy that drinks Johnny Walker.
It is.
I'm like,
which amazes me. Like you say you drink like Johnny Walker, but if I bring like an IPA in here, you're like, oh my god, it's too strong.
Because bro,
stomach get all upset and shit.
No, that was just that one time because I was mixing the wrong shit. Because I had two of those and I was drinking them like water. and that's where I fucked up at. But no, I normally can do
nothing all day.
And plus, you do realize that you do realize the only time I even drink IPA is when y'all bring them here. IPA is not my normal thing. I'm more of a wheat ale type guy.
You like Hefeweizens and
some
on the lighter side of things.
Either lighter pineapple and shit like that.
not nothing like that. But just like the whole wheat shit, that's a little bit healthier in certain situations. But still got a little bit of bite to it. I love the Goose Island. The Goose Island Sophie will always be probably my favorite beer of all time.
But yeah, you know, this the this is the first year in quite a few years that I ain't have like the Christmas spirit around me and things like that, you know, all the extra stuff that comes along with it. So
yeah, but I mean, come on, don't let that drag you though. I mean, I think the best advice, if I can give anybody a friend some advice on just how to get that spirit back, is just don't let shit tear you down. Trust me, I've been there. Shit sucks. But I wouldn't let shit bring you down, man. Get some of that spirit in your system, bro. It's a beautiful thing.
I was going to call it earlier, but I was like, I'll wait and see.
Yeah.
What happened?
Our special guest can't make it. He's going to try to come through next week, though, which is fine.
All right. Well, much love to Justin.
Let me ask you this one.
Nah, next week we got the gift exchange going on.
There's only three of us because Scrooge McNeil's not participating, so. let me ask you this. What about New Year's? Are y'all the go out on New Year's type? You like to stay in? You like to be around a fan? What do y'all do on New Year's?
It varies.
Yeah.
One year we went to Vegas because the only reason that we even went out there is because my wife's cousin, who's in Cali, she decided to go to Vegas. Her birthday is around the same time. Mm-hmm. And she invited us, you know, out, and they had the party bus and everything. All we had to do was you know, get a hotel. Party bus was crazy.
Yeah,
I think like we pay like
it's fun.
I think we pay like 15 per person, nigga. We drunk.
They got liquor on the unlimited and they got liquor on the bus. Yeah,
all motherfucking night. And we went to certain spots and
Did you do one of the ones where you go to like three or four different clubs and
you
go to the Las Vegas sign?
Bro, I was at
I was at the
little spot on the roof. It was some club that was on the roof of one of these places. I felt like I was in a fucking music video.
Yeah, was it real elegant on the inside? Like mahogany wood everywhere, like real dope looking on the inside?
It was dope looking on the inside, but I don't know if it was like mahogany wood. But
what you describing something the club that I went to, bro, it was on the roof of Mandalay Bay, maybe.
No, it wasn't. I would have remembered that name. Okay. It wasn't Mandalay Bay. It was something different.
Maniacs, they lost to me. I don't know what they're talking about, but
Vegas.
Anyway.
But but bro, let me tell you that.
Go
shit,
ahead and tweet us and let us know how you feel about the holidays.
That shit reminded me of a Hype Williams video. Okay. I was like, man, I'm supposed to be rapping.
What about you for New Year's?
Are you good? Are you around your family? Are you down?
Yeah.
Is your family in town? Is your family out of town? Let us know, Mad Maniacs.
What do you do for New Year's?
The Mad Mania podcast is always here.
What is your plan?
When you need us for New Year's?
Yeah. You go out? Do you?
I got New Year's Day off.
There you go.
So.
Yeah.
You going to turn up on New Year's Eve?
No.
Me neither. I'll be at my mom's house.
What is a turn up? A vegetable?
Yeah, it is a vegetable.
Y'all funny. Yeah.
I'll be at my mom's, man. I am at the point in my life where I am entirely too old to be out on New Year's Eve, and it is also not a safe night to be out, in my opinion.
Right, as long as I got some smoke at the crib, I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do mushrooms this year at my mom's house, unbeknownst to her.
You're not watching your nephew off that, are you?
The whole fam's going to be there. So I'm going to be sitting on the couch like, hey.
Just don't leave Brock responsible at a loaf.
I would never do drugs around the loaf.
No, you do them away from him, and then you get caught with him. They'd be like, Rock, here, hold the baby. And you're like,
Yeah, you know what happens if I do that? My sister kills me. I like my life. Yeah. I like my life.
Yeah. I wouldn't want no smoke with Monica neither. Usually,
fam.
Usually the pretty ones are the most dangerous.
Gee, well, I'm going to fuck you up, dog.
Why? Is that like the second time or something that he's commenting on your sister?
I'm just fucking with him. But I've been hearing shit like that my entire existence in this hip-hop scene.
I mean, I've at least kept my comments about Rock's sister in my head.
You fucker.
Right. You know what I mean? My comments are regular, though.
I'm just fucking with y'all, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't be going in. I can't. I'm married. Fuck. But, yeah. You know, she's pretty. She's pretty. What can I say?
Yeah.
Rock wouldn't want me to be part of his family like that.
Unfortunately, you may or may not be a few shades too dark for what she's normally into. She's into the Caucasians. She likes the white boys. So, you know, Tyler might have a better chance.
Oh, no, no accounting for taste.
You know.
I guess Cap got a better.
Cap's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he said he's the whitest Puerto Rican we know.
He might be
That's
the whitest
I said he's
Puerto
got,
Rican.
I was saying he's got a better chance than me.
Yeah, yeah, you know, when it comes down to that.
Anyway, yeah. I'm sure you don't want to talk about who's got a better chance.
No, I do not. Not tonight. That was the putover segment. Let us know if you was feeling what we into. Let us know what you're into. We do like hearing from y'all on the Twitter devices.
The putover rock sister segment.
Oh, stupid.
See what I got to deal with?
What's good? What's good? Hey, I remember y'all. What's good? They good people. Artists.
Go ahead. Go put over the podcast.
You funny as hell.
Rock exit stage right.
Go fuck the algorithms up, Rock.
Yeah.
fucking algorithms
but
up
man,
right here.
Let's get into some wrestling talk. There's been a lot of news outside of the ring.
Man.
Do we want to talk about wellness violations? Do we want to talk about releases?
How about we talk about
pause?
Wellness in general. ACH.
Oh, you know what? We should talk on Jordan Miles.
Just touch on it.
Has anybody checked on that man? Like, cause we were talking in a group chat with amongst the Steel Cage Boys.
And I saw that Ron Funches put out someone needs to check on him.
Yeah, man, because he doesn't seem like he's okay.
Yeah,
he's you know being very irrational, very emotion driven, and what he's dealing with and all this shit surrounding the shitstorm that he may or may not have started. I don't know if this is all his doing.
Is it a stunt?
No, I don't think it's a stunt. I think he's got a mental health problem.
Well, I mean, like, is he using that as a stunt?
No.
Nah.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope not. But I also hope that
Like, as his gimmick, as his kick.
That's not a good gimmick in 2019.
Nah, bro.
Man.
Nah, bro.
It's not.
Like, playing around with going, men. Yeah, and
he
I know.
He just keeps going with
I know.
It now.
He keeps digging himself into a deeper hole. Honestly, I hope he's okay, and I hope that people around him are checking on him and making sure he's okay. I would hate to wake up and, you know, read some unfortunate news about the young man.
Right.
But, you know, there's something going on, and it's bigger than wrestling.
Yeah, so, racism.
I mean, that's probably part of it. That shirt was racist as fuck, no matter what anybody says. You can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
That image only
Racism
reminds
is crazy.
People. Yeah, man. Yeah. That image only reminds you of one thing. So if you don't see it that way, you're racist.
Right.
So, I hope that man is okay. You know, prayers, positivity, Jordan Miles.
Yeah, man. ACH, man. It's ACH, man.
Super.
Listen, I knew him as ACH before he came to WWE. So it'll always be ACH
so you know
to me.
Before the super.
I knew him before the super, definitely.
Respect that man.
Yeah.
And put his
yeah.
super where he definitely, says it goes.
Man. Yeah.
Super. Nah, man. I remember seeing ACH years ago at a freelance wrestling show, yeah. man, back home. Like, that's like the super indie promotion at home. Freelance wrestling, they get it cracking. And it was like.
What is him, it?
Freelance.
Freelance? Or
yeah.
Free Nationals.
That's where. What's baby girl who had signed AEW for a second, but then she went back? Kylie Rae. That's the promotion that she from at home.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's from Freelance. You got to watch some of their shit, man. They put on some good shows. I went to a show. You ever heard of a place called The Metro in Chicago? It's like a hip hop.
Ding, 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 ding. Ladies and gentlemen, G1 is named Chicago one time.
Oh, my God.
G1 bingo.
G1 bingo indeed.
But you've never been there, though.
Why would he?
Oh, okay. What you mean, why would he? Because, I mean.
I've never been there either.
Hey, beat the hell out of me, you know, Batmania podcast. Mega Ran was on this show at one time consistently, you know, we travel occasionally.
Rock has only taken one road trip with Mega Ran. That was the Flagstaff.
Which I don't understand. I don't understand that.
It's not far.
I guess.
You can get there in an hour and 45 minutes. It's not really, you know, a roadie. It was fun, though. Take a time.
Jeez.
No, I'll check it out, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, I've only seen limited stuff from that dude, so I don't know how ill he is. But what I saw was cool.
Yeah,
I just hope he. I hope he's all right.
I hope he's all right too, man. Much love to ACH, man. Also,
all right, so straight from wellness to wellness violations.
Yeah, Bobby Roode and Primo Cologne were both suspended for 30 days for violating WWE's health and wellness policy, which we've known in the past to be a little sensitive.
Were they riding together?
They didn't mention that. That there's no, like, nobody has, like, any real insider as to exactly what they were suspended for.
It's their first violation, so it's 30 days.
Right.
Cologne looks like he got that good shit. Bobby Roode looks like a narc.
All I'm saying is, like,
mustache.
The whole,
looks like a setup.
The whole wellness policy in WWE, I think it's a joke. Because I think if, and I'm not saying Roman's doing something, but if somebody, you know, like a Roman Reigns or a Seth Rollins was doing something they shouldn't be doing, they ain't gonna hear about it.
Right.
They don't care if you're doing something to build up your performance.
Want you smoking that reef.
They don't want you smoking weed, which is much safer than doing things.
Don't come in a building smelling like that, man.
Yo, speaking of weed and whatnot, minor league baseball is no longer testing for marijuana. It's not a banned substance.
This is fact.
I don't think weed should be banned in any sport.
Weed has actually been taken off of the federal controlled substances list, so it's just a matter of time before it's legalized all over the country. They got one more little hurdle to jump.
It's
got to
go through this the Supreme Court, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But still,
or the House or the Senate, one shit.
Yeah.
But still, though, doesn't it make your reaction time slower?
Weed?
So, yes, weed.
So you're saying, like, Bobby Roode might not be able to deliver a
glorious
worried about
DDT somebody, correctly? I'm worried about somebody getting hit in the face with a baseball. You just said that they're not testing. So I'm like, if somebody gets zooted before, right before it's their turn at the plate, they just in the dugout. Just
getting dug out.
Just getting torched in the dugout.
They're just standing there in the on-deck circle like, what am I supposed to do now? Am I supposed to run? I mean, I would hope they're not chiefing during, before the game. Maybe, you know, after the game, unwind.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you got a day off or something, like, in between games.
Yeah, you're on a bus.
Right.
But driving to, like,
but you know
Poughkeepsie.
How people do when shit is no longer banned. Like, oh, it's cool if I do this?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I feel you.
That's what I was thinking of. You don't want an 80-mile-an-hour fastball.
80?
I mean,
that's like a changeup.
I don't watch baseball. How fast is the fastball? 115?
90s to low 100s.
Okay.
Wow.
And that makes a difference. Like an 80-mile-an-hour
like
pitch to a 95-mile. Yeah. Yeah. Big difference.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, like, has anybody of significance gotten popped
even
for a wellness violation?
Not even in the face.
Not really. Yeah. Not really.
I was saying, you don't even got to get hit with the ball in the face. Anywhere you get hit with the
ball. He's still breaking down that's scary.
I don't want to get hit in the ball.
I want to get hit in the face with a ball,
you said
period.
You don't want to get hit in the balls with a face or the face with a ball. What did you just say?
I just said that.
You did say that.
What? That's the name of the episode. I don't want to get hit in the balls with a face.
What the hell?
Y'all knew what I meant,
this
goddamn.
This is going to be a breeze.
Oh, that's funny. That's fucking funny. That's good business right there. Getting hit in the balls of the face.
Oh, man. A fast face to the balls.
That's what we do here on the Mad Mania podcast, man.
We just talk
that shit and funny shit comes out, man. We get hit in the face with the balls.
Get hit in the balls with the face either way.
But yeah, like you were saying, I don't think anybody who matters has been popped for a wellness body.
Nah, man. It's always the little guy. Please.
Yo, I saw some clip. I don't know if it's a recent clip of RVD. He was doing like an interview, and his girl, Katie Forbes, just like came in during the interview and like straddled him and just started making out with him.
Yo,
during the
Katie
interview.
Is reckless. She is something else.
They're reckless.
Their fucking entrance. She come out, she twerked that big old thing, and RVD just chill. First of all, much love for RVD being the legend that he is. I'm
Yo,
sure he's well
that,
into
man. He from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Well into his late 40s, and I'm talking about he's still moving like ECW RVD, man. With the motherfucker with
it's clear
Bill Alfonso.
It's clear that when you live in your life the way you want to live your life.
Yeah. You
know? He's on Impact, right?
Yes, sir.
So
I watch
so
it.
So clearly, Impact does not have a wellness policy.
Nah.
And you keep chasing your dreams and not letting people discourage you.
And I don't care what nobody says.
Your life like Rob Van Dam.
Check me out. I have Impact Plus, and Impact been lit lately, man. Like the last, I would say, the last few months.
But you ain't got two chicks now.
No, Impact. I don't have two chicks.
I'm trying to get Rob Van Dam his props on that.
Okay, fine.
Not the Impact deal.
It's always a triple threat when Rob Van Dam goes to bed.
Who do you think wins?
Rob Van Dam. Gives him the Van Daminator.
Every time.
Every time, bro.
Van Terminator.
Yeah.
He's the whole effing show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Katie Forbes and her Rolling Thunder.
He doesn't have two titties to play with. He has four.
He's no longer Mr. Monday Night. Mr. Weekday.
Mr. Air Night.
Mr. Every Night.
Mr. Pornhub.
Right. Oh,
living his best life. It's So
he ain't going back and forth with you, wrestlers.
Shit, some nights he can probably just sit back and be like, okay, y'all just do y'all thing and I'm gonna just watch y'all.
That's so lit.
I'm gonna smoke. Y'all just.
That's so lit.
Right.
That's some pimp shit.
That's so lit,
y'all,
bro.
Y'all still get satisfied. I get the day off.
That's game. That's super lit. But anyway, much love.
Oh, I was gonna say he's got rolling papers. I was gonna mention that. I saw that on his.
Does he have rolling papers?
I saw he had a post on his Instagram.
Okay, so
that
we got to
buy him for Christmas or whatever.
So we got to support that because he's fam.
He knows that you know somebody who wants some Rob Van Dam rolling papers.
Yeah, man.
I would buy him.
I definitely want some RVD rolling papers. Man, you good, bro. You all right?
Sorry, guys.
You took a hit.
I mean,
you fucked up.
No, but I'm maybe.
You'll feel it in a sec. But yeah, man. We hope that they go through what they go through. They get 30 days to fall back for a little bit. And, you know, they'll be back on TV and it'll just be like old times, like they never left. I don't think 30 days.
When's the last time Primo Colonna's on TV?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Robert Roode will be back on TV.
Well, what about those who won't be back on TV?
Oh yes, man, indeed. Let's switch gears, man. So there were four releases that happened. We'll say three because one of them was a team. Conor and Victor, the Ascension, former NXT tag champs and Monday Night Raw superstars, they were finally granted their release by the WWE. Yep. Conor and Victor, so wish them the best of luck. They were a favorite tag team of mine, and I hate that their whole career was buried as soon as they hit the main roster because
yeah, they never should have came up.
In the early days of NXT, the motherfuckers was on fire, bruh. Yeah, they were the team to beat in NXT. Also, Luke Harper was officially granted his release finally, and one who we didn't think was actually going to get released, Sin Cara, actually was granted his release as well. So we all talked in the Matt Mania chat about who you think will be going where, so I kind of want to have this conversation out loud. So who's going where? Who do you think is going to have the more impactful career where they go?
First things first, it has come out. They all four of them have a 90-day no compete.
So really?
They cannot sign or debut anywhere until February sometime.
Oh, that's lame.
No,
I thought it would be longer.
I thought it would be longer.
90-day no compete.
90 days is 3 months. That's going to go by so fast.
That's trash, bro.
Yeah,
because you don't want them to go nowhere and get their money up.
You don't want them to get released today and debut on AEW tomorrow.
But that's like saying, oh, if I get fired from a job today, if I apply for that job and I qualify for that job, I should be able to get hired and I should be able to start next week. I don't think that's fair,
bro. I'm pretty sure that the condition of them being released was this no compete clause.
That's...
That's good business. That's just good business on the WWE's part because you do not want them because they're going to be in the news because they got released. You don't want them taking that, you know, to a competition.
And at the same time,
I guess so.
You know, other companies, if they should already have storylines and stuff like that's going on. So shouldn't be looking to just throw somebody in the mix anyway. No. But what I do think is going to happen. So if Marty is going to AEW, because they said that Marty was teasing pictures with him and Luke Harper.
He was.
And, you know, so that and Villain Enterprises. So if Marty
Scurll's going to.
Yeah, if Marty Scurll goes to AEW, which he's supposed to be going, if Luke got the 3 month pause or whatever, that means that he can't go as soon as Marty can go. So Marty can go do his thing, start building up Villain Enterprises, and then when Luke gets to. Okay, to pop up or whatever, didn't you know? Surprise.
Does he take on
pop
a different
pop up by Luke Harper?
You know what?
Does he take on a different name or does he go by?
He changed his name.
He went back to Brody Lee?
Yeah, which I don't know how that's going to work.
I just thought of
the
something.
Other dude named Brody also? No. King? What you mean?
Brody King, yeah. Brody King
was the other dude in Villain.
They're not going to have two Brodies in the same
squad. Not in the same
squad.
Group. No, yeah, because that dude was from Villain Enterprise also.
Oh, wait, he signed AEW?
They were with ROH. Brody King and other dudes.
Yeah, talking, but I'm saying if...
But he was part of Villain Enterprises.
I'm going to look something up because I just thought about something with what I said about the 90-day and then what I saw today regarding AEW's next pay-per-view, but keep talking.
Okay. By the way, what is AEW's next pay-per-view?
It's Chicago.
February 29th.
It's in Chicago.
It's at the crib.
It's a Saturday.
Ooh. It's at the crib in February.
I think it's called Revolution.
It is called Revolution.
Stupid.
Wait, is it Revolution? No, wait. I can tell you right now.
It's somewhat art.
Hold on.
That's a perfect time. See, that'll be the time to go to the crib.
Oh, it is called Revolution.
Okay. Yeah. See, Rock.
Yes.
I think we need to plan on that. That'll be a good time for you to visit Chicago. When I say that, because remember,
it's still going
to
be cold. It's
recreational marijuana is legal in the state of Illinois as of January 1st. So, you know, you can smoke weed and go to a dope wrestling show.
If you hand me that pen, I can smoke some weed right now, and I don't have to go to Chicago.
Fuck you.
That's funny.
And I can go to Portillo's, or I can go to
Portillo's is trash.
No, I'm saying the eastern. I'm saying the eastern Chicago. You've been to Luke's? Food here.
Yeah, I've been to Luke's. I like Luke's. I like Luke's.
Are you a fan of the Italian beef sandwich?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You like your soggy?
Pause.
I was trying not to even get that.
I know. As soon as I said, are you a fan of Italian beef? I was like, oh,
when
shit.
When you keep jabbing at the shit.
But, I mean, I know y'all done seen those memes where they be showing girls vaginas looking like roast beef.
I hate that shit. That'd be so nasty.
They'd be having an Arby's sandwich
It'd be like a hoagie or like a turkey sandwich or some shit. I'm like, I love turkey sandwiches.
The Arby with the horseradish.
The
horsey sauce.
Talk about two things that should never go together, vagina and horseradish.
Hell no.
God.
But, I'm sorry, in the ring, we had Monday Night Raw. Of course, we opened up the show with a clip from Raw. Seth Rollins.
Bobby Lashley trying to fuck Lana in the middle of the ring. We back to that shit.
Seth Rollins has officially announced that he is running with Akeem Razor, a.k.a. Authors of Pain, AOP.
That was towards the end of the show. At the beginning of the show, he was still trying to make us believe that he wasn't.
Yeah. But just
I'm like, you're going to do all this in the same episode.
Yeah.
You're going to act like you're not with him and then be with him and announce you with him.
But I feel like the fans kind of already knew. So just letting it build up would have been prolonging something. Like I said, we called that weeks ago. You know, he's like, okay, he's going to end up running with the AOP. And so another thing.
The whole reason the fans don't like him is because he beat the Fiend.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and he was getting boring, but he beat Facts. The Fiend when everybody was ready for the Fiend to win.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about this off the mic, but what's going to end up happening is that this is going to be a great jump start to AOP's career as a tag team. But then it almost kind of unintentionally buries Seth Rollins because it makes it seem like he can't operate without a three-man team.
Yeah, this is dead second start. That's very AOP.
Very similar to the Shield. So it's like
their first start was a bit rocky.
Yeah, their first start was,
as are most people that come up from NXT.
Yeah, they were fighting like jobbers and shit, and then they was getting beat by like more bigger tag teams and shit like that.
And then their their manager came up for a second and then he left.
Paul Ellering was everything, man. I don't know what the fuck.
They should have kept him there.
They should have kept Paul because Paul was the man. I really wanted that to keep going.
It was something though about him not being able to keep up with.
He didn't want
to
be on the road.
The schedule.
He's just a little too beat up to be on the road.
Yeah, so. Beat up old man. I get it, but you know, so he was
beat
dope.
Up old man. Then they beat up old man.
Yeah, they beat his ass. I remember right.
Like the Boondocks. Fuck you, Grandpa.
Hey, Liv's coming back.
Yes.
Liv Raw's getting a makeover. Listen, that's what they said.
I love Liv Morgan.
She coming back as Sister Abigail?
Is she?
Hell no. Nah.
Is she going to be a Fiend disciple?
No, I don't think she's going to have anything to do with the Fiend.
No?
Fiending for the...
Hey!
Fiending for the Fiend? Fiending for that... that Bray be doing?
Fiending for the Brock?
Fiending for the Brock.
You think, that mind. I had some in my head.
That's funny.
But no, man, I look forward to Liv Morgan's return, man. She's one of my.
I didn't know she was gone.
Damn.
I mean.
Yeah, facts. Oh, yeah. And so of course, this ratchet ass love and wrestling storyline between
love and wrestling.
Bobby Lashley, Rusev, and Lana, of course. On the show, I doubt if it's actually real, but on the show, Lana and Rusev have officially signed their divorce papers.
Yeah, only Rusev so had a Donald Duck shirt on.
He did. And he was wearing the fuck out that motherfucker with his suit jacket
on. Gave no fucks.
Was it like a Lot 29 shirt?
Probably
so.
Still though. Big old Bulgarian brute wearing Donald Duck on his chest.
I mean, he got the nice haircut and shit, and he got the 5 o'clock shadow with the line around
the
it.
The only thing looking shapely was Lana.
Of course.
God.
He's getting played for a duck, so it makes sense.
He really is a lame duck at that.
Yeah, man. But You know what? And I mean, the question, do y'all think this is facts outside of wrestling?
No.
Or you just throw it?
No.
Yeah. I just, like I said, we talked about this.
It's just a dangerous game to play with your wife, sir.
Yes.
Fam, we talked about this week in, week out, week in and week out with these wives and these storylines and shit. And notice the only motherfuckers where it didn't seem like it was turmoil after the fact was Charmel and Booker T during the time with Book won the King of the Ring shit.
King Booker!
And much love to Booker T and Queen Charmel during that time. And the only thing I could think of is like, see, black folks ain't playing that shit.
That's why he kept. I think it's easier now for it to not get confusing, just because like, because kayfabe ain't a big deal no more. Before, you know, like you would have had to ride with that person, you would have had to be with that person, because they wouldn't want fans to catch you with the dude who you're supposed to be getting a divorce with on TV.
If you didn't know that, if you were an outsider and didn't know that Zelina Vega was married to Aleister Black, like Andrade and Zelina ride together, like they do everything together. You would think they was fucking.
That's crazy.
But they not.
Yeah. Nah. Because I feel like Aleister Black could kick his ass.
Right, but I'm saying that they don't have
to. Did they fight?
I'm saying
that. They did.
Yeah, I'm saying that Aleister Black could ride with Zelina, and then it wouldn't be a big deal if people saw that. They wouldn't tie that into her.
Because there's no
her trying to set him up in a ring or something like that, you know? But at the same time, you know.
Yeah, Andrade's too busy riding the byproducts of riding Space Mountain. So.
The shit's happened in movies or whatever. Like, you know, that's how Brad Pitt ended up with Angelina Jolie.
For a hot second.
We had
a hot second. What?
They're only together for a minute. I mean, they were married.
I mean, but he left Jennifer Aniston for her.
In hindsight, who was that a good choice? Would you leave Angelina? I would stay with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh no, Jennifer Aniston to me.
She gets better with age.
She really does.
She's a good looking MILF.
Yeah, and so, I just feel like
she has kids.
She's in that age.
Right, Angelina just kind of, you know, she got that kind of extra skinny, frail body.
She looks a little too frail looking.
She is kind of frail looking. You know, Jennifer Aniston look a little bit more full.
I can see her her spine nodules.
Right.
Her spine nodules.
You stupid.
in her back.
I'm interested to see what she's going to look like in the Eternals, which is coming out at the end of next year, I believe.
But anyway, he was with Jennifer Aniston. He was kicking it with Angelina Jolie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Good movie, by the way.
He started Smith and her Mrs.
He did. And, he started singing as Smith and her Wesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, you know, all it takes is, you know, hitting it off a little bit.
Well, they hit it off, all right.
Well,
they have kids.
But do you,
are they adopted kids?
But do you think Lashley is hitting off Lana, though?
I hope not.
Who wins it?
He said, I hope not.
Who you got in a real fight?
Maybe just a little handy.
Hey, who you got in a real, legit, real fight? Rusev or Bobby Lashley?
Lashley.
Really?
Lashley fights in the UFC.
Okay. Not UFC.
I mean, similar.
He's a former mixed martial artist. He's also won the Greco-Roman wrestling championship from the military. So it's like
I think Bobby Lashley would fuck Rusev up.
Bobby Lashley, Mike.
Easily?
I mean, Rusev is big, I don't know what Rusev.
It may not be easy.
What's Rusev's fight background? Does he know Krav Maga some shit?
Probably
so. It wouldn't surprise me. I feel like that's like regular curriculum in grammar schools in Bulgaria, so who knows?
He's not really from Bulgaria. But
actually, he is. He's from some part of...
I know he just became a United States citizen, but he wasn't from Bulgaria.
Hold on. We finna dispel this right now.
Where is Rusev from?
He is Bulgarian.
He is from Bulgaria.
I told you.
Yeah.
What did they used to bill him as being from then? Because I know he's not from...
They've always billed him for being Bulgarian.
He's always been the Bulgarian brute.
They've called him the Bulgarian brute since he had long hair, was wearing a Tarzan load.
When he came out in that.
When he was going undefeated against Cena?
When he was.
Yes.
Was he being called? Was he.
Yes.
Was
he yeah, he was the Bulgarian brute.
And he had hair.
Okay.
Bad look.
He
had one of the hardest entrances of Mania, though, with the tank.
The tank.
That shit was hard as fuck.
That shit was dope as hell.
Yeah. All it was missing was Master P playing.
And Mystical on the gun.
But yeah, as G1 said, hopefully, but you know, who knows? What's a handy amongst friends?
Jesus Christ.
What's a quick blow on the low?
Is a handy cheating?
Oh my God. Yes, that's cheating.
Ask the handyman.
We had, that's a good team. We had good. A we Yo, had an interesting squash match.
Maniacs is a handy cheating. Let us,
yeah,
let us
chime
know.
In, please.
Yeah, married Matt Maniacs.
Chime in.
Significant other possessing Matt Maniacs.
If you're in a relationship and you found out that your man got a handy woman.
Or if you're the dude and you found out your girl gave a handy.
Oh, boy.
Or, man, how do you feel after you got the illicit handy?
Jesus. What in the fuck? Okay.
Rand's going to pull the plug on this podcast.
So moving right along.
I don't even know if Rand listens to this podcast anymore.
Hi, Rand.
Drew McIntyre had an interesting exchange of words with Matt Hardy, basically telling him how much of a terrible father he is and all that. And it was kind of a squash match between him and Matt Hardy in which Drew won, but it did kind of create, you don't see too many squash matches these days with actual kind of story dynamic to it, so I thought the little bit was pretty cool. You know, and Hardy wasn't jobbed out. He dominated most of the match, but it was kind of like, you know, Drew.
Is Clay. He still version one looking Matt Hardy, or is he back to that broken dumb
he's
shit?
He's version one.
He's one.
Hardy.
That Claymore kick split him in a version two.
And by the way, congrats to Matt Hardy. I believe him and Rebby just had another baby.
They did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Congrats.
That's why he's back.
The little oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. Wrong sound. Sorry.
Damn, man.
Sorry. Wrong sound.
Damn. They're bringing little beautiful mixed babies into the world, man.
Oh,
come
wow.
On.
You flushed this right, baby down right. The toilet.
Wait, and now I'm clapping.
Damn,
and that's
G1.
Even worse.
Really?
I'm not in control of the soundboard.
That's no. You're in control of what you said.
You're in control of what the fuck you just said.
Jesus.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Yes, thank you, Moro. And God, it's good to hear Moro back.
Now you can push the right button. Okay.
All right. Anyway, but I just thought it was cool to see a little bit of a story.
Is Matt back because he needs money for the new child?
No.
Matt Hardy doesn't need money at this point.
I know, but why is Matt back? There's no reason for him to be back. He retired. I've seen his retirement.
Did he retire?
Yeah, he posted a video of him retiring, like when he was in a tunnel.
He said one day he may be back. Right. So
just, he's back, though.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
He came back like a month later.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with Matt or Jeff Hardy being around. I appreciate them. I appreciate
him. I think Jeff's done.
And then when he comes back, exactly, when he comes back after Jeff has gotten popped for another incident or whatever, and then Matt is back and it's like...
Wait, didn't Jeff get popped for the wellness policy when they first got introduced? Like, back in the day when they first introduced that
they
shit?
They created the wellness policy
because of Jeff Hardy.
Because of Jeff Hardy. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, him or Perk Angle.
Speaking of Perks, we had a really fucked up moment.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I hate to...
Terrible segue, but yes.
I was
going
to
bring it up at the end of the show, but yeah.
But, man, you know...
Come on now, G1.
I mean, we got to talk about it. We are a wrestling and hip-hop podcast.
But
so.
You could have did a better segue.
It was a better... Hey, I'm sorry. It's fucked up, but...
I'm laughing
from Perk Angle to... Let's...
I'm
you know what?
Okay.
I'm laughing at the segue, not at what he's about to talk.
I was going to say, let's talk about the sad shit at the end of the show.
You want to wait to the end? Okay, we'll wait to the end. We'll talk about it at the end. Because that was a bad segue.
So back to Perk Angle, sounding like maracas.
I know where you got that from, and I was fucking laughing.
Yo, but you're saying you know where I got that from. Yeah. But when he said that, it made me think of a movie called
These
The
Nuts.
Warrior. You ever see that?
Warrior or The Warriors?
I think it's The Warrior, and it's with...
I don't think I've seen that movie.
It's like a UFC fight movie or whatever. With some
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And what's his name is in it? Well, I can't think of his name. The dude who played...
Dude Ass,
that's his name.
His name, Dude Ass.
Dude Ass?
No, I don't know what this guy's talking about. Yeah. The dude that played in the new Mad Max, what's his name?
Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
Bane.
He was in the movie or whatever.
Venom.
But
yeah.
It was a scene where he was trying to get his dad to train him, and like, yeah, I went in this restaurant with him, and his dad had told him to give him the pills.
Tom Hardy's
And then he
big
gave him some pills, and then his dad was like, nah, give me the rest of them. He was like, I heard when you came in here, he was like... Sounded like a maraca. Could hear the pills jingling in the
Dude, did you watch that Crisis on Infinite Earths, by the way?
What is that?
It's the crossover with all the DCCW shows.
Oh, you know the answer to that.
No, I don't know the answer to that.
I know Rock didn't watch it.
I don't do DC.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I never knew that.
Are you
I
just trying to look the movie yet?
I thought you did comic books in general.
I do. It's not DC.
It's not DC.
I've always disliked DC.
Okay.
I have a fucking instilled hatred for Superman.
Oh, okay.
Fucking bum-ass character.
Fair enough.
Oh, it's got Nick Nolte in it. I was looking up the movie. I wanted to see.
Yeah, Nick Nolte, I think, plays his dad.
While they're checking that out, Viking Raiders issued an open challenge to anybody who wanted a shot. At the Raw tag titles, and finally they had some non-jobbers this week. It was the Street Profits, our boys, right, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins.
I'm just playing.
And it was a really, really, really good match. Of course,
it was short though.
It was short.
It was quick,
but it was a good match. Viking Raiders retained the titles after a pin from, of course, the Viking Experience. I hate the name of that move, but I love the move.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we talked about...
Well, don't breeze by that too quick. How you feel about those guys losing to those guys?
They're the champs. So losing to the champs, I don't think that hurts them.
Yeah, it only makes them better because they put on a good show against the champs.
Even if it was quick. Yeah. But, I mean...
And we already know what Street Profits are capable of, and we already know they look good with gold. So it'll come back around when it's time. I just think it would be bogus to take the strap off the Viking Raiders that fucking fast. There would have to be some build-up for this. If there was some more build-up to this match, then I would have said, okay, maybe they could have dropped the strap. But it wasn't a whole lot of build-up. It was a quick match. So I think they're fine. Just
why? Because you don't feel like the Street Profits are as good as the Viking Raiders?
No, not at all. I think the Street Profits are the fucking shit. And I think the Viking Raiders are the shit. It's just a matter of timing. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think it's time for them to lose the belt right away with
no
type
of
build-up. If the
Street Profits were bigger, do you think that they could have beat the Viking Raiders?
Like bigger in size, you mean? Like stature?
Yeah, stature.
Size?
I think size-wise, it would have made for some interesting dynamic. I felt like maybe they would have probably let him take the strap, and maybe they would have had him take it back. It just would have been an ongoing situation between the two. We had another solid match. Akira Tozawa taking on my boy Aleister Black. Y'all know how I feel about Aleister Black.
That was a solid match. He got his ass whooped.
Didn't he get like kneed in the face when he flew out of the ring, or was that some other?
No, that was him.
Was that him?
That was him.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I say solid because Aleister Black won.
He should have been asking for his release.
It was a black man.
Called to send him back to NXT.
Who, Aleister?
Yeah.
Why?
Not Aleister. I'm talking about Tozawa.
Send him back where he came from. No, but Aleister, what do you mean why? At least he was being used on NXT when he was there.
He's being used now, finally.
Well, yeah, after, 2 months of
being
in the closet?
They put him in a closet, and then they put him on a pay-per-view. Somebody knock on his door, and then he have a fight.
It was Cesaro the first time, right?
Yeah. Or one of the times, and now it's Buddy Murphy. We're pushing Buddy Murphy, but then Buddy Murphy's going to lose thousands.
Didn't he get kneed in the face, too, this week?
So didn't.
Look at mad knees to the face.
Yeah. Knee to the face, as my wife likes to say.
Yeah, man. Mad knees to the face.
Humberto Carrillo took on Andrade. That was cool. Go ahead.
Let's just not talk about your wife taking knees to the face on the podcast.
Oh,
okay,
my
man?
God. Anyway, she likes making fun of Shinsuke.
The Andrade and Humberto match was good.
Yeah. That shit was cool.
I'm tired of seeing Andrade lose.
Yeah.
It's like, are you being punished for smashing Flair's daughter? Is this, they don't like you because of this? Like, come on, man.
I feel like Charlotte's smashing him, but that's another conversation.
I mean, she's bigger than him, isn't she?
What do you mean? She should be smashing him. That's who he's smashing, right?
No, I'm saying, but like...
She's
like,
doing the smashing?
Yeah.
With her dick?
Yeah.
Like Snoo Snoo?
Yeah.
Snoo Snoo. Give him the figure eight.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Snoo Snoo.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, and of course, we initially found out that Seth Rollins was aligned with AOP is that brutal attack to Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens was walking around the show all day with a fucking...
Brutal attack to the van?
I don't know what was more brutal, though, like the attack on Kevin Owens or watching Seth Rollins trying to spin around in that chair, because it was kind of like jerky. It wasn't like smooth.
So you knew somebody was in the back of the van, because why didn't he bust the back windows out? Like he bust the front.
And who sits in the back of the van like that with a fucking moving chair that's fucking swivels?
Like we had some type of moving chairs in the back of the van.
Some shit. He's trying to act like he's a
damn gimmick van.
But the attack still looked dope. It was hella believable. We got the curb stomp to the concrete. That was a good little situation.
Do we want
to
see Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens?
Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens is a solid match. Either way you go about it, that's a good match. That's some good storytelling. Now you got AOP going on.
Not really fucking. Who does Kevin Owens got? Ray said he got his back. Like,
Mysterio?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio's too busy giving fucking rolling, like,
I know, but I'm saying
power bombs or whatever out of the ring.
Him and AJ Styles, man. Him and AJ Styles. We talking about, you know, that was a solid match. You always.
That was SmackDown, right? Or was that on
Raw? No, that was Raw.
You saw the GIF. You saw the clip.
It's going to be fucking Raw. I mean, it's going to be fucking Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio and Ricochet. Again,
versus the AOP Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that would be crazy. But man, much props to both Ray and Styles. Both of them showed their ass, as we just talked about that.
We are getting some recycled like feuds going on or whatever, because didn't AJ and Randy feud before? Or is
this... Oh, that's right, because Randy like popped in for like a distraction, and then AJ lost with the most lethal move in professional wrestling.
The roll up, baby.
And AJ and the club keep cutting promos about Randy Orton backstage. And
yeah, so it's probably going to be Randy and AJ, which has happened before.
I need more Ray and AJ matches, because like we just talked about, that sunset flip bomb through the second rope. That was the our boy Mark Summers, shout out to Mark Summers. He made a great point on Twitter. Me and him are the same age. We're both 32. He's like, man, I'm 32, and I remember seeing Rey Mysterio when I was younger, and he's still doing shit like this 20-some-odd years later. Like, what the fuck is he on? Like,
that's what happens when you wear a mask, man. Nobody knows who's really wrestling.
No, that's right. We got all the tattoos and shit.
That's right, bro. There's only one Rey Mysterio, and he's doing his thing.
I want to say, didn't he get
actually,
popped back in the day?
Actually, there's a bunch
too,
of Rey Mysterios.
I feel like Rey got popped a long time ago.
That's
for
why his name
too.
Was Rey Mysterio Jr., because there was a Rey Mysterio before him.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
and now there's Dominic.
More before, more to come, right? Because Dominic will be. Because Ray don't go by Junior no more.
No, he
because
just goes
Dominic
by Ray.
Don't be Junior.
He took the Junior off the first time he came to
Dominic's
WWE.
Not named Ray.
That's the wrestler.
Ray Mysterio
is the
alter ego when you're behind the mask.
Yeah. Right.
Like La Parca, how there's multiple La Parcas.
Yeah.
Even though he's bigger than his dad.
Yeah. Ray's real name is Oscar Gutierrez.
Well, they carried the...
Thank you, G1.
Right, you should know. Why am I telling you this? You Mexican. But they carry.
It's taught in Sunday school for us. You learn about luchas.
Yeah, that's dope.
I mean, that's what Lucha Libre was about, right?
It's like superheroes to y'all, right? Gods almost.
I'm not that Mexican.
But yeah, no, they just carry on the lineage of the name of that mass wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Mexicans, I saw Alberto Del Rio get tapped out by Tito Ortiz over the weekend as well.
Oh, yeah. The actual Tito Ortiz, Teak.
I don't care. I heard he had some bullshit on his trunks. What? Trump on his trunks and came out to American or something.
Alberto?
With Hulk Hogan. Oh, no, God. Fucking
Tito?
Ortiz.
Fuck Tito Ortiz, man.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man. we had a little bit of very brief AEW news. So
yeah, it's got to be brief.
I know. Today we saw the official on-screen debut, the AEW Dynamite debut of our girl Big Swole.
Got started sooner than normal, though.
I know.
Looking at the actual time.
Right. Our girl Big Swole,
let's get out of here,
man.
By 10. Come on.
Big Swole, Ariel Monroe, the wife of our boy Cedric Alexander. She made her official TV debut on AEW. Much love and much shout out to her, man, putting on a great match. I keep forgetting the Asian lady's name with the fucking that be doing the Freddie Mercury shit. What is her name?
I don't know.
I keep forgetting her fucking
Freddie
name.
Freddie Mercury shit.
Yeah, bro, she got like a whole queen shit going on, fam. This other chick, she's
not watching AEW Rock.
No.
You know, John.
I'm not watching a lot of wrestling, though, either.
Yeah. John Moxley kicked off the show,
well,
man.
It is a wrestling podcast, man. I'm sorry.
I know. Go figure it.
John Moxley kicked off AEW, of course. He defeated, I guess, one of their new signees who still hasn't kind of worked his way up yet, Alex Reynolds. And then
let's talk about
Dynamite.
No, not let's talk about Dynamite. You are talking about Dynamite, but talk about Jericho trying to.
Yeah, man, Jericho is making a pitch to John Moxley to try to join the Inner Circle. Man, he's saying, you know, it would be a good look. You know, it would be Le Champion, and it would be, you know what I'm saying, the most violent dude on the roster along with his guy. I mean, it was a dope promo.
How was their feud in WWE?
They're running some WCW plays.
I mean, their feud in WWE wasn't the greatest, but
that's not them
again
now.
We got it's not them now, and there's a lot more free.
AEW is built on being what, something new? This is not new.
Here we go.
I'm just stating the fact, man. I'm just stating the fact.
Well, I think
this is not new.
I think the concept of new more so comes from
giving, I feel like giving the fans what they want and actually really taking the time to do some dope shit.
And the win-loss is dumb. That's dumb.
Why is that dumb?
Why does that little Jungle Boy get a shot at Homie when he ain't won shit?
Oh, that because Jericho agreed.
Right. That's what that's
wins about. And losses don't matter.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
You know. Of course,
we have to break down the pay per view on the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about that on the Patreon. And of course, we talked about Big Swole. We did catch Hangman Page and Kenny Omega versus Kip Sabian and Sean Spears. That was a really dope match. We seen that. Looks like Tully Blanchard got a little tied up, courtesy of the bad boy Joey Janela. Man, you know, on his.
Is Tully still coming out with him?
Tully did not come out with him this time because I think he got brought out by Joey Janela in a chair, tied up with duct tape over his mouth.
Gotcha.
It's kind of sweet, but nah, man, it was all good. You know, we seen a great finish. Of course, Kenny Omega getting it cracking with the V triggers and Buckshot Lariat by Adam Page for the match. I feel like, and I was telling him this too. I feel like. Hangman Page is finishing people with that clothesline because people keep selling his actual finisher wrong. The reverse tombstone, the Deadeye, because every time I see somebody take it, it's always like they turn their head to the side too much and the camera don't cut close enough for you to tell that that's what the fuck happened. But it's, okay. I don't know. But the Buckshot Larry is cool. It's still a cool move. I like it. There were some other things that happened on AEW that we didn't get a chance to see, but it was going on as we were recording this. So, and then of course we got some NXT news, and we'll go over a little bit of that on the Patreon episode. But any final thoughts before
Rock,
we get
sure.
in?
Yes, no, I will prove you wrong. I do want to go just run down the list of the finalists for the 2019 Snack of the Year.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here and get into the Patreon, and then
we got one other thing to talk about yes. right after.
Can we get some snack music, please?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So,
yo, you didn't even remember what I said to you about the poem because you said that you were.
Yeah, I'm good. I know what we talked about.
But you're good this time?
I'm okay. Good. I'm good. Oh, my God. So I had the very hard task of looking over the list of Snack of the Week recipients for 2019.
How many episodes was that you had to go through and backtrack to find these names?
Bro, let me scroll. I mean, it's just names. The names of beautiful women.
Oh, so the top list was all of them, and then this is the
finalists.
Top 10, right?
I got 11. It's 11. It's okay. 11 finalists. Why it's an odd number, I don't know.
Save the applause for after the name.
Yes.
Let's
I'm just going to run them down. We don't got to talk about them.
Just a quick rundown?
Quick rundown, because we really don't have the time. Okay. Maybe on Patreon we can do a little deep dive if we want to. Finalists, Zelina Vega, Danny Fernandez, Anna Cherie, AOC, Jesse Lee, Bianca Belair, Danny Daniels, champion and previous winner Nia Jax, Kayla Braxton, Mandy Rose,
yes,
and Caitlin Ohashi.
Yes, those are all excellent picks, man. Danny just got signed on for HBO comedy.
She did.
1% something. I forgot.
Yeah,
I
forgot. She is just
being exclusive.
Yeah, she's
to HBO
writing
Max.
For it.
Yeah, so good for
that's,
her.
That's dope. Very dope. Very.
So
dope.
Yeah, Matt Maniacs. You know, yeah, feel free to chime in.
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and make a collage or something.
Oh,
like
yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, of all the pictures so we can see who all of these cool.
Maybe I'll do like an Instagram
who
post.
They all are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do an Instagram post. And then in sad, somber news, I believe it was Sunday morning or
yeah,
Saturday morning.
Sunday morning, man. We lost Juice WRLD.
And you're not going to play his music?
Very
you're gonna
popular.
Play some of your music?
It's just it's mood shit. It ain't got nothing G-boy. To do with.
We can ride out to a Juice WRLD song.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What his most popular joint is.
Lucid Dreams would be probably the most popular.
But yeah, we woke up to the unfortunate news that Juice WRLD, he just turned 21 a week ago.
December 2nd.
Passed away due to, they're saying, an overdose. There's been a lot of stories about what led to the last thing that I heard and or read
was that
there was
plane.
Like 70 pounds of weed on the plane. And then from what I heard is he swallowed a bunch of pills when they landed.
Yeah, right before he got
plane. Before they like raided the shit.
Basically trying to hide him from
apparently
the
pilot is the one that was dry snitching when he found out there was mad shit. There was weapons on the plane. They were flying private, so it's different.
You're going to need your private.
Yeah.
Your private jet,
but
captain, not to be snitching.
Aside from all of that, man, this young man lost his life. So prayers, condolences to the family, the friends, the fans of Juice WRLD.
Yeah, man. He was from my hometown. 21, man,
so. 21 is, you shouldn't be getting buried at 21.
No, especially not for something that could have easily been avoided. You know, this went back to a deeper conversation that I think a lot of us had on social media with various people all week. Like, yo, this lean shit with this prescription cough syrup and these pills and shit, this shit dead. And fuck stupid ass Trippy Red, who made this dumb ass statement of, oh, Juice WRLD died, we not taking drugs no more, we just gonna talk about them for entertainment value. Dude, just stop. That was a really dumb statement, and that's not a proper way to bury this young man. We need to just stop that shit altogether.
It's definitely a generational thing. I think I might have said it in the group chat that, like, our age group, our era,
right?
It was alcohol, weed, and maybe some of us might have dabbled in some coke. Maybe.
Yeah.
These nowadays, man, it's lean, it's pills, and shit, man, them pills is just killing people left and right, bro.
Yeah, man. Teenagers, listen. It ain't that hard. If you are under the age of 18, you have two jobs. Mind your manners and your family, and get good grades. That's it. So you have no real stresses.
See, you just sounded like the oldest motherfucker,
bro.
And you definitely the youngest.
I'm just keep
saying that they only got two jobs, but they got to deal with so much. Everybody has different things that they got to deal with.
I'm gonna be honest, man.
And
teenagers, for whatever reason, tend to make shit that they have to deal with. And
yeah,
I don't
but guess
understand.
What? No, that's still gonna be how they feel about the situation. So just because you like, you don't have nothing, no issues,
bro.
That's
they,
not gonna
they
tell.
Create their issues, though.
Uh-huh. And that's they're using these drugs to cope with the issues that they created. Either way it goes,
it's a vicious cycle, bro.
They still doing it, and it creatures a habit. So once you're doing something all the time and you're using it to cope with those feelings, then whenever you're having those feelings, you're gonna turn to those drugs or whatever to do that, like,
right? And I talked about this. I made a guest appearance on a Support District Radio this past week, and the conversation in total, and I'll end on this. I'm not a religious dude by any means. I'm definitely more of a spiritual dude, but I say that to say that if for those of you with success, if you don't think God is listening to you, you crazy as hell. I feel like there's a continuous cycle with different rappers and stuff like that. They got all this success, they doing their thing, this, that, and the third, but then everything that they put out there in the world is, I'm so depressed, I'm so fucked up, this, that, and the third. They got gifts that God blessed them with. They're able to take care of themselves, they're able to take care of their families, and they still depressed. So my belief is God is looking at that like, you know what? If you ain't really happy, then okay, I could just take you out of here then. And I feel like that might be the undertone in what happened with XXXTentacion earlier this year, even though he was killed.
The views of G1 are not necessarily the views of the Mad Mania podcast. You can find G1 at G1 to the Rescue.
Hey, man.
On Instagram
Twitter. I'm not afraid to say what people are thinking. I'm going to just keep that all the way real. I've talked about this with multiple people, and they all agree. You know, same story in this case. Stop setting yourself up for failure. Life is already too short as it is. You don't have to fucking make it shorter. Period, point blank. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
There are power in words, but there's also just, as I said, people get addicted to things, and we're doing these things all the time. I remember when you used to smoke weed to celebrate, when there was something to do or whatever, not just smoking weed every day just because we got weed or because we got the money to buy weed.
Correct. Right.
So, and that stuff does affect you mentally and affect you other ways. And that's what I'm saying. If these dudes got money, then they got the money to buy the drugs that they're taking and to take them in opulence or whatever, to take these drugs all the time when they're feeling a certain type of way. And taking these drugs is also going to alter the way they think or the way that they feel. So part of the reason that they're feeling these ways are because of the drugs that they're taking, and then they're taking the drugs to try not to feel that way. So they're stuck in a constant circle, and, you know, they just need somebody that's there for them. I heard some people talking about that they need
that too,
that these labels and stuff need to start having not physicians but I don't know, the people that you go talk to or whatever.
Counselors, therapists, different things like that. And I've said that too. People's friends need to be people's friends need to be more tougher on them when they get up there. That was another thing I mentioned this week. Like, they friends just going along with the bullshit and letting their friend. Friends don't let friends self-destruct, bro. I'm not going to sit back and let somebody.
These are kids. Like you said, this dude just turned 21. Bro. And when you throw millions of dollars or whatever, I don't know how much this dude made or whatever, while he was making music. Because I know that Sting record, that Sting got like most of that money.
Yeah, but that was just that one record. But nah, bro is between tours
but you know, when you
and
just,
records and shit.
This shit has constantly been happening. It might not be people dying off of pills or anything. But just if you look at any like child star or kids that's young and they get tossed into the spotlight with a bunch of money, they always have some sort of breakdown in the public eye. But nowadays they're just, you know, with the added of the pills and the codeine and all that stuff that you said, that it's not just them having, you know, public outbursts or public cries or whatever. It's them also. It's just us losing a lot of people. But you was talking about, you brought up X or whatever, you know. Yeah. He didn't die from that,
but so. It's the messages, bro. Motherfuckers put that shit out there in the world. And then the people that eat up that energy and re-promote that shit and repost that. Like, don't promote no pills and no lean. I'd smack my best friend if I seen a motherfucker sipping some lean or taking some pills. So that's just my opinion. Like I said, motherfuckers ain't got to agree with it. You know, this is a podcast. I'm a human being. We all should be able to have our own opinions about things and all still be able to come together. I don't have no bad blood against Juice WRLD. I never met the guy. And there was a couple of songs that I actually liked of his. I played one of them earlier, but it's just fucked up the way he had to go out. And I feel like the people around him could have been a little bit more supportive and been a little bit more real about the situation instead of just going with it for the bag. But rest in peace to Juice WRLD, man. Chicago's very young.
Yeah, rest in peace, Juice WRLD. I don't know what this little boppy playing of his is. Play that Lucid Dreams, man.
I like a lot more of the shit on Death Race for Love, but I play Lucid Dreams.
Well, that's all I know. Can I hear something that I know?
Yes, there you go.
And while we're doing that, Matt Maniacs, we want to thank you guys for riding with us each and every week. We are going to be back next week with the last show of 2019. We are going to do the gift exchange between the three of us. We will also have the Snack of the Year winner announced on the next show. I'm sure we'll talk TLC results if anything is important that happens. And if we can,
Rock Knowledge will be dressed up like a snowman.
He will not.
G1 will be dressed up like a gingerbread man.
That's wow. Deep.
Someone's gonna be elf on the shelf.
That's me.
Teak on the shelf. But yeah, man, I think Neo is gonna be here next week. Hopefully, Scrooge McNeo.
Theo on the shelf.
You know what I'm saying? Theo on the shelf. But yeah, man, we will be back next week. As always, Matt Maniacs, keep your shoulders off the mats.
We out, man. Please do. And off them damn pills in that lane.
What up, this Chocolate Thunder Willie Mac, and you tuning in to Matt Mania Podcast.
West Side.
Baby, West Side.